Stigmas Women Have, episode number 76. Welcome to the Keep It 100 Girls 12 Days of Inspirational Giveaways. This is a show where Girly Nation shares their 50 shades of cray cray and their lessons learned. So you know what? We could all keep it 100 in 2017. I'm your host, Nina Babel. And are you ready to keep it 100? I'm ready to keep it real and true. It's the eighth day of Christmas, and my true love gave to me stigmas. Yes, we all have stigmas. The question is, does it get the best of you? In 2017, you'll know better. You'll know how to nip them in the bud for good. Goody good. So we all have hang-ups and we have stigmas, all for good reason. And all for no reason at all. What it boils down to, it's called experiences. And in this episode, we girl talk. We real talk. And we have no filters in this discussion. Because be ready. These ladies are about to keep it 100.
Because I remember I always used to like the lights out. During sex, because I didn't feel sexy. I didn't feel confident in my own skin. And now that's 100% not the case and not necessary. And so I kind of enjoy, you know, being able for the both of us to see each other, during, and you know, sometimes it's let's pull up the shades and not show the neighbors, but you know, so we can see each other in the moonlight, or you know, turn on the bathroom light at least if it's the, you know, the middle of the night, or you know, if it's early in the morning, it's, you know, it's the sunrise that we get to that light that we get to see each other in. But yeah, it wasn't until I was confident in myself, and I think as I'm even talking about this, I think it has a lot to do with where my mind was, because I was thinking about me, right? Yeah. So I wasn't even thinking about him. And I'm sure that he thought I was perfectly sexy, like completely adequate, right?
Right.
But I wasn't focused on him. I was focused on me.
No boob girl. I was completely flat chested. And I feel so bad because my daughter has the same body type as I do. So I remember seeing boobs pop up all around me and thinking something was wrong with me because I was so flat chested. And my mom had huge boobs and my aunt had huge boobs. So everyone around me had boobs except for me.
Let me ask you a question. Would any of y'all deal with the dude that doesn't go down?
No.
Hell no.
No.
Thank you.
Boobs have come and gone for some of us. Jeannie's in her 40s and a mother of 5. That deserves a round of applause. After hanging around flatzos in school to having 5 C-sections, you heard that right, she had 5, and nursing her babies, all of them, she opted to have a new set of knockers, or how she would put it, she filled the chicken cutlets.
Totally flat. You know, I got on the training bra train and rocked it, but there was nothing to train. I was training my chest to just be a chest.
Right.
It was ridiculous. So I was a late developer.
Yeah.
I got my boobs, I think, I don't know, like maybe I got my period when I was like 16. So it had to be, you know, just in high school, I started to get like little boobs. They were so small. And then by the time I was a senior, they grew. They grew and they were good. I had some good boobs.
As a woman, you get caught up in your body image. You know, what should you look like? Curvy, am I flat? Do I have a Coca-Cola shape? Fat? Although, when Jeannie gained weight, she says it went straight to her boobage.
So yeah, I was a flatso. Not, you know, it wasn't, there really wasn't a comparison game. I think it was all in my head. And my bestie was also a flatso, so we had that. You know, you surround yourself by the people, like like-minded people.
Yeah.
And like-chested people, I guess.
Like-chested.
So, yeah, I had two, they were twins, and they were no boobs also. So it was like the trifecta of boobless wonders. That was us.
Right.
After five kids, this is what happened. Any mother listening, you can relate to this story.
Mine got so beat up. I mean, National Geographic worthy, like worse, Nina. We're talking, I can't even describe them. I can't, it's like zucchinis, like empty zucchinis. They just became little flappers.
Wow.
Yeah, little flapping pieces of skin. Can you imagine? Now, understand, they once were seas. So you have all this loose skin now that's just flat.
Right.
And flapping.
Ouch.
So that's sucks. Yeah, ouch. And then like just looking at myself naked and it's like, oh. And you know, I got away with it. People had no idea what my boobs looked like because Victoria's Secret, that's the secret with Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret, you know, their bras are so freaking amazing. And they had this one bra, it wasn't the Wonder Bra, but it was like this padded cotton bra that had like a light underwire, but I would get padding that would fit my old boobs. It would be like a C, a 34C. And it literally would look like those were my boobs.
Huh.
But I'd take the bra off and then there would be the flappers.
Right.
So in a tight shirt with a bra like that, you can get away with it. And so when I'd say to people, you know, I'm like a negative A with these flappers, and they'd say, no way, your boobs are huge. And it was because of the bra. So I used the bra trick for a long time. I was just internally intact.
Yeah.
The outside for me, if anything's gonna find its way on the outside, that's just icing on the cake because already inside, I'm not working on fixing anything on the inside. But when it came to the boobs and losing all of that, and there's like some femininity that's lost, and you're like, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, what the hell happened? And so it's like a really, it's, you're torn because I'm thinking, I looked at them and I was like, this represents sacrifice to me. I sacrificed five plus years of my life nursing these babies. Some of them went a little beyond a year. So it was like over 5 years of nursing babies.
Right.
That's a huge sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And so my body took the hit for it. So at one side, I'm like, wow, this is honorable. You know, it's some flappy badges of courage. Every time I take my bra off, I'm like, whoa.
I love that. That's a tweetable.
On the other end of it, yeah. And on the other end of it, it's like, you know, this sucks. It sucks. It sucks not to have cleavage anymore. You know, it's just unattractive. So, you know, it's like, what do? You live with it or do you do something about it?
Okay, you said it's unattractive. In whose eyes, though?
Well, in my own. It was really, you know, what happens is when you lose that size cup, and then you just have skin, and it's like flappy skin, and it's just like wrinkly and saggy. It's just unattractive. It made me look older than I was. And so for me, it was just upsetting. For me, it was upsetting. And then when I threw the idea out to my husband about getting implants when I was finished having the babies as like, you know, my prize, of course he was all for it. He's like, fuck yeah. Yeah.
So
it was not a difficult conversation. So it was for me. And then for him, it's like, yeah, it's everybody's winning.
Right. Win-win.
We're getting real and raw now. Just be prepared. This is a real stigma about being on top. Ladies and guys, if you're listening, it's about riding a guy. And Alyssa's going to give you her take on the before and after. Listen up.
Well, I mean, not the first time. But am I really good at it? I am.
All right. So, comfortable with that over time?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, and I... Honestly, I think where I really, and I'm trying to really picture, when did I get confident with that? And because when you're on top, when you're on top of him like that, you're completely exposed, right? And so I think when I really became confident in my body, that's when there was like this shift between just getting it done, in that position anyway, and really enjoying the ride, you know? I love that position. Well, I love lots of positions. You know, it used to feel, and again, I'm trying to think that far back. But you know, it was like, turn the lights out. Cause I remember I always used to like the lights out, during sex, because I didn't feel sexy. I didn't feel confident in my own skin. And now that's 100% not the case or not necessary. And so I kind of enjoy, and you know, being able for the both of us to see each other, during, and you know, sometimes it's, let's pull up the shades, and not show the neighbors, but you know, so we can see each other in the moonlight, or you know turn on the bathroom light at least if it's the, you know, the middle of the night, or you know, if it's early in the morning, it's, you know, it's the sunrise that we get to that light that we get to see each other in. But yeah, it wasn't until I was confident in myself. And I think as I'm even talking about this, I think it has a lot to do with where my mind was, because I was thinking about me, right? Yeah. So I wasn't even thinking about him. And I'm sure that he thought I was perfectly sexy, like completely adequate, right?
Right.
But I wasn't focused on him, I was focused on me. And I think that maybe is a big shift too, is I do perform isn't the right word, but you know, arch my back a certain way and whatever, just to you know, make it a little bit more of a show for my husband.
Right.
So it's not about me anymore. It's hard to even say, you know, like I said, in my first marriage, we were 18 when we got together. And so back then I wasn't confident in my own body and that kind of thing, but it was also, God, it was so long ago. It's hard to remember initially. And then as we got into it, sort of this rut and routine of things, it was, you know, let's get this done. We know this is important. We should do this. And it wasn't ever him that was, you know, requiring the lights out per se. It was more for my comfort.
Surprise parties in college. Do you know what they are? Because I didn't until I spoke to Onika. And you are about to find out.
I learned a lot from my girlfriends. I had a girlfriend who, she decided she wanted to give us a lesson on how to ride a man's genitalia. And so she got she had like one of those huge, big teddy bears like on her bed. And so she basically showed us how to affix yourself on the man, on his hips and whatnot, and what your role is as a woman, how you should roll your hips and how you should gyrate and how you should, and told us about our kegel muscles and how when we go to the bathroom, just to, you know, release and contract and this, that, the third, and how you're supposed to do the exact same thing when you're, you know, with your partner or whatnot.
That would have been nice to know. I'm just a curious person. I want to know what people do.
I used a pillow.
Like, I want to know.
I didn't use anything but the actual guy. I just experimented.
Okay, let's try. Yeah.
Oh, he likes that. He likes this. He likes that. I've been having one friend in there.
One thing about me, no one taught me any of my sex moves. Okay. I kind of like.
She was really good at it and it was like a big deal.
So she like would tell like, sex dick, that tells you how to suck dick?
Yeah.
Can
nobody
tell you how to do this?
No, it's got to be good.
Girl talk. No one prepares you for this awkward moment.
And you know what makes it worse? If he doesn't tell you. If he doesn't tell you he's circumcised.
What was y'all first reaction if y'all came across somebody that was not circumcised?
It's
not.
I have a friend. I was confused, but I wasn't confused.
I'm not stuck on that. That's no. What I was like.
I've never seen one.
You haven't? I didn't know that that was going on.
I'll just have to say sex is different with circumcised and uncircumcised.
I think, I don't know.
It has been for me.
Well, I think the guys that are uncircumcised.
What is it different?
Uncircumcised.
It's no better. You still got to work it. You still got to work it.
You
still have to work it. It's not like you're just going to automatically be better. But if you have a skilled guy that's uncircumcised and a skilled guy that is circumcised, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm. So the difference is the feeling?
Yeah.
Feel the same to me.
It felt the same. It felt the
but
same.
But I'm talking about it, I'm protected.
When you touch it, it's not. This feels different. It feels a little.
The only difference would be when it's not hard. That's the only difference. You can't see the actual head of the penis because the skin is over top of it.
Yeah, that's the, but when the guy's already hard, you don't even know that it was like that anyway.
Like, I didn't know until after the fact.
I figured something was different because it was in the process of not being hard. Like, you know, you're up and you're just like, this just didn't feel right. I didn't know what was going on.
It's like an elephant.
So then I Googled it and I was like, this just happened to me. This really just happened to me.
So you're probably wondering, has Nina lost her friggin' mind? Well, the fact that my guests are open and honest is a true testament of what Keep It 100 really means. So what does that mean for you in 2017? Well, the obvious one is you won't be blindsided, not after listening to my show this year. You have the ammo to be the best whoever you want to be in 2017. That is girl power, right? Friendship isn't about who you've known the longest, as you can tell. It's about who walked into your life and said, look, girl, I am here for you, and she proved it. She's a human diary who knows all your stories and helped you write them. Well, if you like this episode and any of my other ones, this is what I want you to do before the year is over. Kindly leave me a rating and 5-star review in iTunes. And you just head on over to your mobile, click on the podcast icon, you search for the Keep It 100 Girl Show, you click ratings and review, and voila, you just enter the title. Before that, you log in. You gotta log in with your iTunes credentials. And then you type in the title, your review description, and click the 5 stars, and done. One and done. It takes 10 seconds. Look, I rely on it because you know why? It helps me stand out from the crowd, and it helps women like you and even the men understand us and them a whole lot better. That's my inspirational gift today. Oh yeah, I totally forgot. If you listen to this episode, this is what you got to do to claim the prize. And it's first come, first serve. You got to hit me up on Twitter and you got to tell me you listened to episode number 76. And I will let you know what you won when you hit me up on Twitter. And that's my reel for this week. You know I keep it 100. I keep it real. I keep it true.
smooches.